Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that belt now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, we're talking the godfather of the HBO crew. Well, he's not with HBO anymore, but he will forever be known as the HBO godfather when it comes to boxing. I'm talking about the Hall of Famer, Larry Merchant. We'll be here in just a couple of minutes. Straight up, Larry will talk about the fights upcoming, of course, tonight. Showtime Championship Boxing, emanating from Brooklyn, New York. Right at the Barclays Center, Paulie Malignaggi defending the WBA 147-pound title against undefeated Adrian Broner. That's on Showtime. That's the main event. The co-main event, the curtain raiser, the fight that I think has even more intrigue than Broner and Malignaggi, is Seth Mitchell attempting to come back after being knocked out by Jonathan Banks against Jonathan Banks. No tune-up, no easy fight in between. He's thrown right back into Hell's Kitchen. Folks, I think he's going to have to pay a price for this one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, if you're catching us for the first time here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we air Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday, 1 hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then Sunday, we start at 11 a.m., but we go for 2 hours. 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of mixed martial arts. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk. My name is Pedro Fernandez. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Corona wants to make your summer better, so we're giving away prizes all summer long, including 50 kayaks.
Okay, this salad is delicious.
Thank
Where'd
you.
Where did you get this rutabaga?
From my garden.
You have a garden?
Uh-huh. In my living room. Come on.
Is that a long yellow kayak filled with dirt?
And compost. I've got eggplant, muskmelons, cantaloupes. Ever had a fresh yam?
I don't think
I'll dig one out for you. Hand me that paddle.
You're getting dirt on your carpet.
Oh, watch the grow lights.
Don't let this woman win your kayak. Corona's giving away kayaks to make your summer better. Go camping, explore a lagoon, ride some rapids, or just load it up with ice and a bunch of Coronas and drag it into the backyard. Visit your local retailer for specially marked Corona and Corona Light packages and enter the Corona Live It, Share It, Win It sweepstakes every week at coronasummer.com. Corona. Find your beach. No purchase necessary. Residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. 21 and older only. Mailed entry deadline September 27, 2013 for the last drawing. Void where prohibited. Complete details and rules at coronasummer.com.
Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please drink responsibly.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This family is at home. but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Game over!
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We're going to get into MMA right now. Start off the show, get rid of that, and we'll spend a couple of minutes on that. We'll go, of course, to the fights and I think boxing, of course, on Showtime Championship Boxing emanating from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. So we'll get to that in just a second. But I want to talk about UFC 162. In fact, UFC 161 was a dud. It was a dud at the as far as the pay-per-view was concerned. Of course, Rashad Evans and Dan Henderson. Rashad winning a split decision up there in Winnipeg, Canada. The live gate wasn't bad, but the pay-per-view wasn't good, and the FX audience that tuned in beforehand was the lowest ever in UFC history for FX cable. So straight up, they've got some marketing issues going on there, and I don't know whether they're going to go to Fox Sports 1 with everything. I know the Ultimate Fighter is going to Fox Sports 1, but straight up, we've got to see how the UFC shakes out with this new Fox channel. Because straight up, I don't know too many people have got it. Nobody's saying to me, hey, I watch Fox Sports 1. Do you? They tell me they watch ESPN. They tell me they watch Comcast. They don't tell me they watch Fox Sports 1. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, UFC 162. Coming up July the 6th, of course, this is the big weekend. July 5th and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, the UFC Fan Expo. July 4th, the 4th of July going down on Thursday. Friday and Saturday will be the Fan Expo. Of course, the main event for UFC 162 is the phenomenal Chris Weidman. I didn't say the phenomenal Anderson Silva. The phenomenal Chris Weidman taking on Anderson Silva for the World Middleweight Championship. Anderson's going to get smoked like a cheap blunt. Anderson, your days are done. It's all coming to an end. July the 6th, the longest running champion in UFC history will come to an end when Chris Weidman smokes you like a cheap blunt. Now, that's our MMA news. We'll have a big MMA hour tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is the noon hour. It'll be all MMA. Of course, boxing from 11 to noon Pacific time on Sundays. And then MMA from noon to 1 p.m. That's on Sundays as well. So the two-hour show, Sunday morning. Don't forget to tune in. We have all the boxing results. We'll have some great MMA guests. And it looks like Kyle Kingsbury and Dave Meltzer will spend some time with me tomorrow. Both great guests in the world of MMA. Now, to the world of professional boxing. Tonight, live on Showtime Championship Boxing, emanating from the Barclays Center in lovely Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, right. Anyway, bottom line is native son, the hometown kid, Paulie Malignaggi, former U.S. Amateur Golden Glove champion, former champion of an alphabet title earlier in like 135 pounds, I believe. Anyway, he's 32-4, 7 KOs, taking on Adrian the Problem Broner. He's 26-0, 22 KOs. This is for the WBA 147-pound title. I've got Broner like a 3-1 favorite. I mean, as much as I adore Paulie and what he, you know, what he stands for, I just can't see him winning. Not even at home. I mean, Broner has the edge in every department possibly again. Maybe ring smarts. Maybe Pauly's smarter than him. But I don't think there's anything else that Pauly's got going for him that, you know, that's going to pull him, that's going to make him prevail in this fight. And I'm trying to parse my words here because I love the kid. I mean, I've been with him since like day one, you know, when he was still an amateur. Johnny Boz brought him to me. I mean, back in the day, Johnny Boz, of course, the late matchmaker, the manager extraordinaire that passed away about a month ago in Florida. Johnny brought him to me. I had him on the show. He was just a kid, just won the U.S. Golden Glove Championships. I mean, he was this kid, and I used to call his house, and his grandmother would answer the phone in Italian. It was really nostalgic. I mean, really, it was sort of made you think you were really calling Italy, because she wasn't budging on the English at all. It was all about Italian, and if you didn't speak Italian, guess what? You couldn't leave a message for Pauly. But straight up, Pauly Malignaggi in the biggest fight of his life, I guess, as far as his career is concerned, because if he gets thrashed by Broner and gets hurt by Broner, you know, he's got to think about giving it up. Seriously. I mean, he's got this job with Showtime. He's the best boxing announcer right now on network television, either be it, you know, the major networks and or Showtime or HBO. I mean, he's the man. Manuel Stewart's gone. No, he's got no, put it this way, Pauly has no competition. He's all by himself. I mean, none. That's it. He's the best. I mean, none of these other guys even come close. Maybe I do, but straight up, none of these other guys even come close. So he's got a career there. And I'm sure Showtime and Steven Espinoza, the vice president of sports there, realizes that Pauly is a figure that he's going to want to keep as his boxing announcer, you know, long after he's retired. So straight up, best of luck to Pauly Malignaggi. But Adrian Broner looks like he's just got too much skills, too many edges, and just... things do not look good for Pauly Malignaggi. Now, the semi-main event of the evening. Of course, heavyweights. Jonathan Banks, big dude. People didn't think he was that big. 29-1-1, 19 KOs. The trainer the assistant trainer with Emmanuel Stewart to the Klitschko's. Now he's the head trainer. Of course, he was Emmanuel's guy. He was a three-time national Golden Glove champion at 178 pounds. I mean, he's the real deal. I mean, he is the real deal. Of course, he got stopped in that one fight at cruiserweight against Thomas Adamek, the Polish kid fighting out of New Jersey. But straight up, I think he's a real deal. And if he gets by Seth Mitchell again tonight, and I think he will, and he does so in dramatic fashion, I think he can sort of like, you know, carve right on his own ticket. In other words, you know, heavyweight championship fight, big money fight, whatever he wants to do. If he wants to fight one of the Klitschko's, I think he trains Vladimir. If he wants to fight Vitaly, right on, more power to him. Guess what? He beats Vitaly, and then they got a fight. They got a fight. Now, I really don't think Jonathan Banks, being from Detroit and having a little street in him, I don't think he's willing to punk out with a Klitschko. I just don't. I think he's going to give it his all, whether he trains him or not. He's going to give it his all. He's going to try to win that fight with Vitaly. And then, of course, would he fight his own charge, a guy that he trained? I mean, you know, would that be an intriguing bout or what? Because Klitschko has no intriguing bouts. That's the problem with Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko. Because unless they were to fight each other, nobody wants to see them fight. Except for those guys over there in Germany, in Russia. They think, oh, this is great boxing. When it really isn't boxing, it's sort of like fencing with gloves. It's like amateur boxing. I mean... Yeah, he's put guys away more in the last few years, has Vladimir. But, you know, I still look back at that glass jaw he has. And if anybody hits him on his chin, guess what? He's going down. And not going down, maybe going out. Knocked out by Ross Pury, Lehman Brewster. I mean, boom, boom. He's three fights, three knockout losses. What can I say? Vladimir, although Jonathan Banks and Emmanuel Stewart have taught him how to fight, box per se, very safely, using that 6'7", that reach and that jab. I mean, he rarely throws the right hand. Those guys just don't commit themselves. And if they were to commit themselves, they would be considered great heavyweights. Some people say they would have been exposed for the bad chins and taken out, blah, blah, blah. I don't think so. I think if you're 6'7" and you know what you're doing and you could fight a little bit, you know, and they really couldn't fight all that good. They can box a little bit, they couldn't fight that good. You know, Riddick could fight. We're going to talk about Riddick a little bit later with the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant's still to come on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is on Saturdays and Sundays. The Saturday show is an hour, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, Saturday mornings. Then we come back with the Sunday show, the recap show, the big show, 2 hours. 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA. That's 11 a.m. to noon on boxing, noon to 1 p.m. on MMA. That's Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio eras, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch. Just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
And that was from that plate around the corner. You know, the rope-a-dope, that was a little bit of the rope-a-dope, but he was a dope, so he got damned.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, big fights tonight. Showtime Championship Boxing. Paulie Malignaggi, the WBA 147-pound champion, taking on Adrian the Problem Broner. And, of course, a rematch. Jonathan Banks going to looking to knock out Seth Mitchell for a second time. Now, on the line from his lair in Southern California, a Hall of Famer, a man will be going back to China real soon. And I'm really interested in this China trip because I did the first China broadcast back in 93 and again in 94, and then it just sort of died for about 15 or 20 years, and now, boom, Macau is, like, happening. Larry Merchant calls it Las Vegas on steroids. Godfather, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Pedro. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How's your lovely wife doing?
Well, right now she's in the ring with our two-and-a-half-year-old grandson.
Okay, and the lookout, two-and-a-half-year-old grandson's a four-to-one favorite. How's life treating you, Larry?
Well, I'm in sunny Southern California, just hanging out. Just came back from a two-week trip to New York and Florida. And, you know, just in the run-up to going back to lovely Macau.
Okay, now before we get to the Macau story, when we used to have these HBO parties I used to go to, and you used to invite me and that kind of stuff, and Gandolfini would always be there. You know, Mr. Soprano himself, he'd show up at a couple of parties. I think he was at that big party, the Shane Mosley, Oscar De La Hoya party, that huge party you guys do at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. But I always notice, I look at stars and I watch them for their habits, and he seemed to be always putting away a good amount of food. So was it a heart attack that killed him? Do they know?
Well, I think that it has been revealed that he died of a heart attack. And he was a big man. He was up to 300 pounds.
Yep.
We know what that movie is about. But listen, he left a mark that few people leave on their professions. He is an indelible character of our time.
No question about that. Tony Soprano. But I was blown away by it. But he's only 51 years old. That's a young age to go. In fact, any age is young to go. But the bottom line is, that was a young age for him to go. Plus, you know, I always thought they were going to make that movie. They always talked about making that movie. And was there ever really anything more than talk about that, Larry?
Well, I know David Chase, who wrote The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he wanted to do movies and had done the television. But The Soprano turned out to be his, you know, mega movie. I think he's written a few movies. I've read that they had done some pilot material for a new series on HBO. So that's a professional blow to HBO as well as a personal loss. And apparently he may have one or two movies that were finished and are in the can. So we may be seeing his performances for the next year or two.
Is this going to drive a run? Do you think HBO is going back with The Sopranos right away? I mean, are they going to go like Sopranos Film Festival or something like that?
Well, it sounds like something they'd want to do. They may have a lot of footage of him to do documentary. He's a really interesting character and person.
Mm-hmm.
I always found him personable and unstar-like. And he's just a guy hanging out who had a free pass to go anywhere he wanted to go, and a very likable guy.
Yeah, the guy that I bumped into at that party and spent a couple minutes talking with it. I don't take pictures with people. And he goes, "Hey, you want to take a picture?" The guy that played Richie Abril, who was hooked up with Tony's sister, and of course Tony's sister killed him, and that was intriguing. I mean. We haven't watched it in a while, and I think we don't appreciate The Sopranos. Now we're bringing them up again, but I don't think we appreciate how riveting that show was. How you used to get advanced copies, but you didn't look at them until you had Sunday night Soprano parties, right?
Well, I didn't. No, I didn't, because I could wait for Sunday. But you know, I do think that it's just like athletes or politicians. When they've passed, you tend to look at their whole careers and what they did, mm-hmm. and appreciate them rather than we often do in the present, because they're moving on, they're doing other things. Mm-hmm. But his performance and that series were groundbreaking milestones in television, you know, and they were dark, and suddenly we started seeing even the networks going into people who were not just all heroic,
yeah.
but had flaws, and how they could make them interesting, and the idea of making a killer basically, a mafia boss, such an appealing character. And the way David Chase did it was just extraordinary.
No question about that. We're talking with the Godfather Larry Merchant, folks. Of course, the hottest free agent in television. We're going to talk about this. Well, you are, as far as boxing is concerned. You know, everybody would love to have you as part of their broadcast. No question about that. Now, you're going back to Macau. Macau is, you told me it's Las Vegas on steroids. When I was there, it was nothing but a few hotels and a couple of brothels. A little bit more now, huh?
Well, in the last 10 years, since they've allowed the development of Macau by the big casino hotel interests, it is now apparently doing six times the revenue of Las Vegas. And there are massive hotels, but there's only one arena.
Yeah.
And that's in the Venetian. And that's the Venetian in Vegas, and there's a Venetian also in Singapore. So we may see a fight in Singapore sometime.
Talk to me about Macau now. You're going back. You're going to do the gold medalist again?
Yeah, Zhiming. Yeah, Zhao Zhiming. He'll be the main event, this time a six-rounder, for which he'll be getting $500,000. And there are, you know, it's a very nice, what I would say, very brilliant format that, and they will have, just as they did the first time, they'll have two quality, perhaps competitive and combative title fights beforehand. Mm-hmm. And Zhiming will come in to crown it all off. And it's basically these two events will have been dry runs for Pacquiao in November.
Hmm. Speaking of Pacquiao, Larry, before we get back to Macau, and of course he's going to be fighting in Macau, how does a fighter come back from being face planted like that? I can't think of too many guys who were able to come back from being put to sleep. Roberto Duran, I was right there when Thomas Hearns hit him in the first row. Boom. He wasn't asleep. He was grunting, trying to get up, straining to get up. But Manny was like asleep. So I can't remember the last time I saw a guy go to sleep and then come back and be like in the upper echelon of boxing. Can you?
I think it's happened. Sometimes a guy can come back from a one-punch knockout better than he can from a 12-round beating, which really can empty a guy.
That's true.
But here there are questions because of the type of fighter he is, which seldom has a long career at the very top, mm-hmm. and he's had a decade. Who also has a pretty important job. I don't know too many fighters who have remained elite fighters while they had an important job. They may have thought they were having some sidelight things and so on, but he has a job as an important that requires time and effort. This will answer a question about how much effort he's able to put in training and how much he really wants it, because the guy he's fighting is what I call a truth teller. If you're not in shape, yeah. If you're not 100%, then Rios will give you an awful lot of trouble.
You're right.
But if Manny is 100%, then Rios may be the perfect opponent for him because he's going to be coming right at him.
Okay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This being the Saturday edition, 1 hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. And then, of course, we go Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, same time, 2 hours, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of mixed martial arts. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I have heard all of thy love, man, and all of this many charms.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
I want to buy these boots. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hey, Kate, your discount double check saved you about $150. Enough to get them.
Hey, what about me? I don't have State Farm, but insurance give me money.
Fiddly-doo, there's no gold for you.
Ooh, good luck with the leprechaun.
Really? Kiss me.
Gross.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com to help with unexpected savings. That's getting to a better state.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hear Michael Jordan talk about what makes a great player, or what Mark Teixeira thinks about every time he puts on his Yankee uniform. These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Muhammad, you told me in Deer Lake you were the greatest of all time, and I think everybody out there watching now will say that you proved it to them.
Who was bearing me up, too power, too strong. I proved that Allah is God. Elijah Muhammad is a messenger, and I have faith in him. And regardless of the world and the pressure, I made it an easy night, because Allah has power over all things. If you believe in him, nothing, even George Foreman, will look like a baby. It wasn't a close fight, was it?
Attention. I told you, for all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. Be stunned and listen. I told you today, I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me. Never again say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again make me the underdog until I'm about 50 years old.
Right.
Then you might get me. But I didn't dance. I didn't dance for a reason. I wanted to make him lose all his power. I kept telling him he had no punch. He couldn't hit. He's swinging like a sissy. He's missing. Let me see your box. I hadn't started dancing yet. You can't say my legs are gone. You can't say I was tired, because what happened? I didn't dance from the second round on. I stayed on the ropes.
When I stay on the ropes, you think I'm doing bad. But I want all boxers to put this in the page of boxers. Staying on ropes is a beautiful thing with a heavyweight when you make him shoot his best shot and you know he's not hitting you. I would have gave George Foreman 2 rounds of steady punching because after that he was mine.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition. On the line from Southern California, beautiful Southern California, the godfather Larry Murch, of course, going back to Macau. Now, when's that date in Macau, Larry? You didn't mention it.
It's July 27th. Okay. And you may remember that Valoria Estrada fight.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a hell of a fight.
Yep.
And Estrada will be fighting an unbeaten kid from the Philippines named Melendo. Mm-hmm. And then there's that Russian featherweight Gradovich, who's fighting another good fighter from Argentina, Munoz. And Gradovich, if he puts on a good showing, then maybe he'll get a shot at Garcia, who did so good last week, or so well, as we say in the English department. Mm-hmm. And because we're going to find out if anybody can fight him at featherweight or if he's going to have to move up to the lightweight divisions. You know, so there's a lot of stuff generating before we go on to that big fall schedule.
Okay. You know, we were brought up casino gambling just a minute ago. The state of Connecticut is about to lend two casinos over there $8 million because they're losing money. Do you think that's right, Larry, that the government should be lending, should be subsidizing casinos?
Well, it's not right in terms of why is the government giving money to a business that's not doing well. Obviously, what happened there was they built these casinos that attracted people from Massachusetts to the north and New York to the south. And New York started building casinos, just as Atlantic City did earlier in Pennsylvania, because they didn't want to see their money and taxes going elsewhere. And so now they're struggling. But it's aid for, you know, the biggest employer in the state of Connecticut.
Okay. I feel you. I feel you. I just
you know what I'm saying? So that's the real world there.
Job protection.
Yep.
Okay. Now, in 1988... Godfather Jack Fisk, the retired and, of course, deceased boxing writer of the San Francisco Chronicle, another fellow Hall of Famer with Larry Merchant, he and I went over and saw Riddick Bowe fight in the Olympic trials over in Concord, California. And Jack says to him, you know, I think you're a lazy guy. I couldn't believe Jack said that to him. He goes, well, he was only a kid. He goes, I think you're a lazy guy. How do you think you're going to get yourself in shape to, like, win a world heavyweight championship or even a gold medal? And Riddick was taken aback. He didn't know what to say. So then, of course, he wins the silver medal, wins the World Heavyweight Championship, ends up losing to Galata twice, ends up staging these bad comebacks. One comeback he did in 2004, I was in, I think it was called Miami, Oklahoma, at the Shawnee Casino or something like that, and I was a ring announcer, and it was Riddick Bowe's fight, and Riddick came over to me during the pre-fight instructions, or, you know, when something was going on with the TV, and he goes, tell him I'm 269 pounds. I go, well, they told me you're 288. He goes, well, tell him I'm 268. 261. No, and then he comes back and goes, tell him I'm 268. So when they announced, I tried to do a half one. I said, he's 273. I tried to appease everybody there.
Well, you remember, Pedro, that his dream was to build a house with a kitchen in his bedroom.
He did it. He did it. Have you ever heard of a guy that's a professional athlete having a kitchen in his bedroom? I mean, no.
I never heard of anybody with a kitchen in the bedroom unless they had a one-room apartment.
But Riddick Bowe fought this past week in Muay Thai, 45 years old. Pretty, you know, the whole Riddick Bowe thing is sad to an extent.
Well, it is. You know, look, I always say it's a free country or a free world, and if they're going to let him fight, he has a right to do it. And if we don't want to watch him, we have a right to do that. But just two things, if you remember. Eddie Futch told him that he would not train him unless he agreed to really train.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got disciplined on his run-up to winning the title. And incidentally, he beat Galata in those two fights, although he took a beating from Galata in those two fights. And I think in those five fights, that great trilogy with Evander Holyfield, one of the best heavyweight trilogies ever, mm-hmm. and the two fights with Galata, he took a tremendous amount of punches and punishment. And he was tough and brave and a good fighter. In my mind, one of the best short-time champions ever.
You know, Larry, when I saw him knock out Rodolfo Marin, this once-beaten or undefeated Puerto Rican or Cuban, I can't remember, from the islands over there, and he knocked him out, I think, on the Jeff Fennec, Azuma Nelson undercard, or maybe the Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hearns 2 undercard, one of those undercards outdoors at Caesar's Palace. But he threw a right hand with such velocity and such leverage that I said to Jack Fitz Nesme, I said, you know, I think you're right or wrong on this kid, Jack. I think he's going to go all the way. That's the best right hand I've ever seen.
Yeah, but he didn't have the discipline.
No.
He had great ability. And for a big man, 6'4", 6'5", he was the best inside fighter I ever saw in a big man. Mm-hmm. Most of the big men we've seen, Lennox Lewis, the Klitschko's, don't fight on the inside. He could fight on the inside, and he could throw short, hard punches. So he was damn good, but he fell prey to the temptations and the distractions. And because he was so good and fought like a smaller man, he took a lot of punishment in those five fights. And basically, his career was over after that second fight with Galata, although he was like 29 years old.
I think he fell prey to that kitchen in the bedroom.
Well, maybe he had overcome it, too.
Okay. Larry Merch is our guest. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the Saturday edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours, an hour of boxing and MMA tomorrow on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, tonight, Showtime Championship Boxing has a very good boxing announcer in Paulie Malignaggi. He's going to be fighting. He's had four losses, I think, and he's been stopped a couple of times. But he's not much of a puncher with seven KOs. And, of course, the guy he's taken on is almost a complete package. Adrian Broner, 26-0, 22 KOs. He's moving up from 135 pounds, which I thought was an artificial weight for him. But Malignaggi, 32-4, 7 KOs. You know, as much as I like Paulie, there's no way I can see him winning here.
I agree. He's hanging in there as a fighter because the temptation is so great. He was able to snatch some kind of, I'll say, phony title, paper title, mm-hmm. and so he can make a good payday. But it looks like he's going to get beaten up. Remember, he came up from lightweight, too.
Yep.
And he fought a tough, brave fight in his first big fight against Cotto. Mm-hmm. His eye was smashed. Cotto was too strong for him. And he's been a resourceful fighter, smart kid. I've always liked him. But I don't think he can stand in there with Broner, who in my mind is the best young fighter in the world, along with Canelo Alvarez.
Okay, so are we to take into consideration his out of the ring antics, his brushes with the law? Should we just look at it? From a fan's point of view, should we just look at an athlete for his athletic performances, or should we take into account his outside of the ring activities as well?
Well, there's always been a question, an interesting one, Pedro, about arts and as human beings and artists as artists. A lot of artists and writers have been terrible human beings. You know that?
Yep.
Ultimately, they get judged on their art. But in the moment, we're curious about who they are, where they come from, what they've done. And I think we have a right, and people have a right to invest in these guys as personalities and what their interests are. I don't see Broner as being a mean-spirited kid. I think he does a lot of antics. I think he's done some dumb things and what I would call the Mayweatherization of the sport to try to get notice.
Okay.
But I don't see that meanness in him. That said, I like him in the ring. He has an appearance like Mayweather, but he comes to fight more. He's willing to throw punches with mean intentions. And I think that he comes across as just a kid full of antics. Yeah, he's had some scrapes with the law. That's hardly anything new in boxing.
Hardly anything new in life. Come on, everybody has a little brush now and then.
Well, not everybody.
No, but you know what I mean, Larry. If you go to college, you go to college, you fool around, and there's going to be time when the dorm cops are going to come and say, "God, quiet it down, guys." Things like everybody. I think everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree, but I don't know that it's going to get in his way. I don't know if he's going to be able to pull off being the black hat against the white hat, the bad guy against the good guy, the way Mayweather did for a long time.
Okay. The undercard, the curtain raiser, I think it's a great fight. We'll talk about Jonathan Banks, the former cruiserweight, moved up to heavyweight now, 29-1-1, 19 wax. Seth Mitchell, 25-1-1, 19 KOs. Of course, that one loss, a KO and two after being dropped three times by Jonathan Banks. Jonathan Banks, the trainer, sparring partner for the Klitschkos. I think this is a do-or-die fight for Seth Mitchell, and I think it's a Jonathan Banks. If he wants to become an upper-echelon heavyweight, this is his time.
Well, he's going to have a shot to fight the guy he trains, or at least his brother,
yeah,
if he wins this fight. And that means serious money. So we know what his motivation is. And he is a smart fighter. And I was at ringside for that fight. And although Mitchell was a hot young American heavyweight at the time, I took note that that Banks was a bigger guy than we thought he was, and that it's a guy who was in the ring when he was a teenager against a guy who didn't get into the ring until his early 20s or mid-20s, and it showed. Yep. And I wonder if Mitchell is going to be able to box him at a more measured pace, or if he's going to have to try to overwhelm him and put himself at risk again.
But without a doubt, that is the intriguing bout on the card, I think, you know, the heavyweight bout. I think the main event's sort of like it's a done deal. Paulie, I love you. Everybody loves you. They admire you, but you're not going to be...
You know, but here's the thing about Broner. He's the type of fighter that even if you believe he's going to win, you want to see how he's going to do it.
Yeah.
You know how Mayweather's going to do it. You're not sure how Broner's going to do it.
Good point. Good point. The godfather of formerly of the HBO crew, now the hottest free agent. In fact, Larry, do you have an agent so I can put your agent's name out there for your wife? But say hello to your wife for me. Take care of the grandchild. It's always a pleasure, sir. I feel honored to have you on the show. You need to know that.
Thank you, Pedro. It's very kind of you.
Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Shout out to your kids while you're driving around downtown. And there's only so much oil in the ground.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The mighty Tower of Power, bringing us back from the break, folks. Speaking of Tower of Power, one of the former leads, Rick Stevens, of course, the man that sung You're Still a Young Man and many other hits. Anyway, the bottom line is he will be doing his one-year anniversary, the return of Rick Stevens, back on the streets again, July the 12th at the Great American Music Hall. That is in San Francisco, California. Of course, they've got their own website. I don't have it in front of me, but the bottom line is tickets start at $20. If you want to have dinner, it's like $40. That's the dinner and ticket. Doors open at 7. That's July 12th, Friday night. I will be the MC. I'll get to work with Rick again, Lydia Pence, and Cold Blood. I've worked with Cold Blood several times, and this is just a night of funk. The sultry voice of Lydia Pence. She can really get down, man. She can. And, of course, the great Rick Stevens, one of the great soul singers in history. No question about that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. The tickets are on sale. Mayweather and Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Saul Alvarez, Canelo, Cantaloupe, Cinnamon, call them what you want, but I call them green as guacamole. The tickets did go on sale June 25th at 1 o'clock p.m. Take that back, 1 o'clock p.m., 10 o'clock Eastern time. And the bottom line is it looks like it's going to be $2,000, $1,500, $1,000, $600, and $350. Man, that's a lot of money. That's a lot. Lord, good Lord. Good Lord, that's a lot of money. But, you know, you want to see the best fighter in the world? Take on the what's considered the major challenge right now for him, and Saul Alvarez, 42-1, 31 KOs, 32 KOs. Yeah, well, guess what? Mayweather's going to school him just like he has the 44 guys previous to him. Okay, I'm telling you, this is not going to be that much of a fight. People are all pumped up about it, but the bottom line is lots of Mexicans will be taking Prozac the day after the fight. You know why? Because Floyd Mayweather's going to shut Saul Alvarez out. Maybe 11-1, 10-2 in rounds. It might be a 12-0 nothing, but he's going to route him. 10-2 in rounds. Alvarez may get lucky early on, may be able to do some of the first couple of rounds, but once Floyd figures it out, it's all over. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, catch us on the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, much peace, much respect.